Previously on Pretty Little Liars.
It's beautiful.
Is that Aria?
Answer me.
Yeah.
Why do you care that Jason's moved back?
Look, this isn't something for you to worry about, Spencer. But for the time being, you stay away from Jason DeLaurentis.
Mike, broke into your house?
Never got in, actually.
What were you looking for?
I won't do it again. Just please, don't tell.
It wasn't Ian who hired Logan Reed. The guy who delivered the money in the woods.
Count it if you like.
I believe you. I never expected to feel this kind of loss over leaving you.
I spoke to Hannah's mom and she said that she could look after you.
You mean I could stay with them?
And I thought you left this morning to go to your house where your fiance Isabel lives.
No, you're staying here because you're still in love with mom.
You're getting your own room. That was before the pipes went off behind the walls. They just fixed the pipes and put the wall back in, so our room is still in. It'll be fun.
I know, it's going to be like a sleepover that never ends.
Has Garrett called you about Ian's messenger?
Not a sound.
Guys, we dragged Garrett into this. We just got to trust him.
We're trusting him with Ian's $10,000, and I could have used some of that to replace Melissa's room.
And if they trace the money from Ian to you, how would you explain that?
I just don't like waiting. No, if we're too quiet, A will get bored and stir the pot.
And if we say something, A's gonna smack us down. I don't want to walk into another A extravaganza like that fashion show.
God. The look on Mrs. Laurentis' face.
This isn't just about making us look like bitches anymore, is it?
No.
It's about keeping us quiet.
Why?
Because A might be the one who really killed Allie. I mean, that's what we're all thinking, isn't it?
Why else go through all the trouble of setting up Ian?
You guys. Look at the guard. What fun. Two little liars under one roof. You're making it so easy. A. Even good candy.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one is safe. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, let I know you won't tell what I said. Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Just a couple of people coming over like we used to do.
I know, but it's the first one since you moved back in.
You look lovely in both.
You talk like a mom.
Thank you.
Mike, breakfast in 5 minutes.
Gotta go.
He's at school. I've seen him. I like that one.
Yeah?
Makes you look very grown up.
Byron, did you catch Mike?
No, he escaped before I could grab him.
But he knows we want him here.
He knows. I just want to make sure he doesn't blow it off at the last minute.
Nancy Partha called. Elliot finally approved a sitter, so they will be here.
The Skotax won't. He called. His mother fell off her riding mower.
Oh. Is she all right?
Bruised hip. Shredded azaleas.
So just us and the Parthas?
Well, I was thinking I would invite Ezra Fitz. He met Elliot. They got along really well.
It's kind of short notice.
Ezra still seems a little lost around campus. He's not Aria's teacher anymore. He's a colleague. So no conflict of interest. I'll tell him he can invite a date.
That should be interesting.
The more they come, the more they go. It's not a lie, I know you told me so. But it all works out.
Oh, hi. Perfect timing. Emily.
this.
No, I wanted to. I want to thank you for letting me stay here.
Well, you're welcome. It's great to have you here.
Please, sit. Are you going to do this every morning? My mom always says not to wait until you're leaving to say thank you.
How is your mom? Have you talked to her?
Yeah, I spoke to her after my run. It's Dad. He'll come by later.
Did you throw your back out flipping omelets?
I got my training, and it's taken a while to get used to it. Oh, toast up. So, how much of a tip should we leave her?
Watch out, I might go for the daughter upgrade.
Spencer? Are you sure Toby can handle it?
Yeah. He can do the prep work while Melissa and Mom are out of town.
Well, you know, it's not just the barn. I want to clear out everything back to the property line.
He can do that. And then you can make sure that the contractor hires him for the nursery extension. I think we owe him.
Yes. Yes, we do.
He can get the back of the barn ready before Jason finishes that fence.
Oh, there's not going to be a fence.
There isn't?
No, I stopped that. Called the surveyor. He was building on our property. And family is nothing if not consistent. Always crossing the line. Just have Toby call me. Okay. See you downstairs.
Okay. You have to come up with an excuse. Just call my dad and say thanks, but no thanks.
I already said yes.
Okay, change your mind. I just don't want to spend a quiet evening with my parents, you, and your date.
I'm not bringing anybody.
It's still a bad idea.
It's a good idea. Matter of fact, it's your good idea. Look, if we're going to figure out what happens next, we need to find a way for your parents to see us together as a couple.
Didn't really work last time.
We weren't going to get off to a good start over an open grave. But at your parents' house, a nice adult atmosphere, they get used to seeing us across from them at the table.
My dad did say you're not my teacher anymore, so it wouldn't be a conflict of interest.
You wanted a baby step. This could be it. But only if you say so.
Okay.
Great.
So, what are you making tomorrow, French toast? Does your mom like French toast?
It's a joke, attempted humor.
I don't want to be a bad guest.
Em, you're not a guest. It's your house now. Relax.
This is me relaxed.
Well, then we're going to have to work on that.
I'm going to catch up with you inside. Hey.
Hey.
What was that?
I just got stiff. Totally pimped that guy's phone and now he won't pay.
What are you going to do?
Well, I can't take him to small claims court.
Well, that wouldn't happen if you weren't legit.
Legit is in the eye of the beholder.
Is your foster mom still giving you support checks?
Yeah, but that's just room and board. You need investment capital.
Okay, look, he knows that if you need money.
If I do, I will figure it out. You don't have to fight all of my fights.
Hey. Missed you this morning. I just wanted to remind you that we have people coming over tomorrow night.
I don't think I can make it.
Well, it's kind of important.
I've got stuff.
Well, Elliot Parth is coming. You remember him? He's the lacrosse coach at Hollis. I thought this would be a good opportunity for you.
I'm busy.
Mike. I want you to make yourself unbusy. This is very important. It's the first family party we've had since your mom has been back. And we want you here.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't waste any time.
These days, somebody offers me a job, I don't give them a chance to change their mind.
Well, I figure I can set up a chair and just fan myself while I watch you work. Or I can make you a grilled cheese sandwich.
I like both.
Toby! Thought you'd start tomorrow.
Yeah, I was just clearing the ground. I was thinking about what you might want to do with the barn. I'm not an architect, but I made some sketches.
These are great. Can I keep these?
Sure. I'm kind of sweaty.
Yeah, well, I can handle it.
Look, hey, look who I ran into.
Hello, Aria.
Hi.
I just dropped by to see Mr. Ellis.
Oh, the guidance counselor? Yeah, Jason offered to talk to some of our at-risk students.
Stoners in training, like I was. I'm going to tell them that there is life after high school. Well, I better get going. And thanks again for the note you sent my mom. It really meant a lot to her.
Really? I'm so glad.
So can I bring anything tomorrow?
No, please. Just yourself.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, I invited Jason to dinner.
See you tomorrow night.
Why did you invite him to dinner?
What do you mean? Is there a problem?
No, just a little surprised, I guess. You sent Mrs. Dealer in as a note?
Yes. After the fashion show.
That's why you invited him, because of what happened?
I suppose that was partly the reason. But, you know, his family's been through a lot, and I thought he could use some human companionship. Don't you?
I guess so.
Are you the fashion show?
I told you. Mom, it wasn't any of us.
And I believe you. But it was somebody. And I don't like the idea of anybody terrorizing my kids. So if there's somebody at school that your father and I need to know about...
No, it was just a stupid prank. It didn't mean anything.
Okay. Well, if you think of something, anything, let me know.
Okay.
Oh, and your dad said Mr. Fitz can come.
Terrific.
You probably want to get used to calling him Ezra.
You should just say my name. What is it gonna take? Tonight I'll tell you apart.
Hannah.
The chart.
Off Hannah.
The break.
Earbuds were. You couldn't even hear my music.
That didn't stop you from singing.
How does it sound?
Loud.
No, we should do a video together, like all of us.
Not tonight.
Are you okay?
Nothing. What was going on with Caleb this morning?
Business.
Still his business?
Yeah, he does.
How do you feel about that?
He's like Dr. Sullivan.
And you didn't answer my question.
So, you haven't gone to Hannah's?
Every night's sleepover, even school nights.
Uh-oh.
No, uh-oh. I mean, I'm lucky it worked out the way it did. Very lucky. Seriously.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, did you talk to Garrett yet?
Not yet. I've been slammed with practice and the new workout.
Okay. Do you want me to try?
Yes.
You're better at getting people to talk anyway.
I am?
You are.
Yeah.
Tag up later, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Will you come with me to talk to Garrett?
I can't. I told my mom I'd go home and help her with dinner.
Oh, that's right. Guess who's coming to dinner?
No, we're not helping.
No, it's going to go better than you think.
Trust me, Esther. It's going to be a rock and day.
But it's not just Ezra.
My mom invited Jason.
Wait, she did what?
Dad. He was here at school and she was talking to him and invited him to dinner.
She invited him into your house?
Yeah. She said she feels sorry for him. I guess I understand. I'm waiting.
Logan Reed quit his job at the messenger service after Emily talked to him.
She scared him.
She scared him plenty. He's registered at Hollis College, but no one's seen him in class for a week. Been crashing with a buddy, but buddy says he's gone.
Gone.
This guy can't stay underwater for long. We'll find him. If I hear anything, I'll call you, okay?
Okay.
But Spencer, don't expect to find any surprises here. All these loose ends, they're all going to lead back to the same place.
Ian.
I had a feeling you'd call.
Did Hannah say anything about what happened at the fashion show?
I didn't press her on it.
What do you think that was?
You know about Mean Girls? They had them when we were in school. Not like this. We didn't.
No,
not like this.
And I don't think this just started. I think it's been going on for a while, and we're just now noticing it.
I think you're right.
You do?
Allison, Hannah being hit by that car, Ian in the bell tower, everything else. It's easy to get paranoid. Start seeing connections where there aren't any connections.
I just knew if I didn't speak to another parent about this, my head was going to explode.
Who else have you talked to?
Well, Emily's mom is in Texas, and I didn't really want to do this over the phone.
Hastings? Okay, I'll tell you one thing. I think we rolled over way too quickly on that therapist deal. Separating the girls, I am not going to do that again.
It seemed to make sense at the time.
Right. That wasn't about helping anyone. That was about Peter Hastings. Never met a problem he couldn't buy off, one way or the other.
Got there.
I was just clearing the ivy and
Where was this?
Right here, about a half a foot down on the property line.
I'll take care of it.
What is it?
Nothing to worry about.
Why would somebody bury it?
It's all right, Toby. I said I'll take care of it.
Okay.
Is everything okay? Has he noticed we're gone? Did he look anxious at all?
Hey, Siren.
He starts looking around.
You're kidding.
No kidding. I may have carried the baby for 9 months, but Elliot's planning to carry him straight through college. If you ever need a sitter, you should call me. I'd love to do it.
Oh, that'd be great.
Stop by the house with a blood sample. The background check won't take more than an hour. Hey, where's Mike?
Well, he promised he'd be here, so.
Yeah, he's on his own clock. You'll find out about that soon enough. Oh, so glad you could make it.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you.
For you. Gloria?
Hi, Ezra. I'll put these in some water.
Ezra,
Hey,
Byron, a gift for the host.
Oh, this is serious scotch.
Well, always works for me.
Byron, help?
Excuse me.
Isn't that the scotch you said tastes like diet cola and iodine?
Yes, until I asked the guy at the liquor store what your dad liked. Mm.
This is Nancy Porta. This is Ezra.
Hi, Ezra Fitz.
Nice to meet you.
Good to see you, Elliot.
Hey. Come in.
Sorry, I'm late.
No, it's... A hockey stick?
Part of one. It was snapped off at the handle and the blade was splintered like somebody used it to hit something hard.
And it was buried.
I thought it was some old junk until your dad saw it.
What did he say?
At first I thought he was angry. Now I think he might have been scared. It was white and blue.
It was the rosewood colors.
There was a piece of tape on what was left of the handle. It had Hastings written on it. Was that yours or Melissa's?
It's just an old practice stick I use sometimes. It was Melissa's. It'll do. No, it's like this. Oh. Allie? When did you become so interested in field hockey? I'm not. Yet. I'm just considering my options. Oh. Maybe you're interested in someone who's interested in field hockey?
Boys don't play field hockey.
You don't have to play the game to be interested.
That's the same stick that Toby found buried behind my house.
Are you sure?
Absolutely the same one.
How did it get in your backyard?
Well, you don't bury old sporting equipment, but...
You do bury murder weapons. Are you serious?
It was in Allie's bedroom the summer she was killed.
Anybody could have used it.
Anybody?
Allison! Mom wants you.
Why?
I don't know. She didn't say why, okay? Just go. I got better things to do than hunt you down.
Like what?
What's this for?
It's for me.
Mm-hmm.
Give it back.
Yeah?
Give it back, Jason.
Or what?
Be careful!
Oh. Too bad. You're not gonna get a second chance, Allie.
But so was Ian.
Yeah, but Jason is the one who says he can't remember the night that Allie disappeared, and I'm starting to think that that is awfully convenient.
Spencer, look, this could just be A playing with us again.
Except that we didn't find this.
Somebody else did. And if my dad hadn't stopped Jason from building that fence, no one ever would have found it. What's your dad saying about this? I haven't spoken to him yet. He's in a meeting. He won't be home till late.
Aria?
Hey, I gotta go.
Aria, think about this.
Think about what this means. I'll think about it. Bye.
Helen, you don't have to go to the library. It won't bother me if you study here.
All due respect, studying here is like studying at the mall.
I study at the mall all the time.
Yeah, well, I'm different.
Is this a gay thing?
No, it's a brain thing.
Hello?
Hello. Goodbye.
Is this something I said?
She's just so studious, that's all.
Your mom home?
No, she's out to dinner with my dad.
Oh.
What's that mean?
It means... Oh.
I was either going to Japan or Europe. I ended up biking through Connor Pass on my way to Kerry.
So why did you pick Ireland?
I love Joyce and Beckett. I wanted to see where I started.
And you did it by bike. That's great.
You know, I've got a bike in my garage.
Every morning it mocks me.
You'll get back on it. Just have to add a baby seat.
You cycle?
Some, yeah. When I first took off from college, I did the Kona Coast.
Oh, that's where they have the triathlon, right?
Yeah, I wanted to clear my head before I came back here. Riding those lava fields is like being on the moon, you know?
That's intense.
Yeah, that's what I needed.
How are you?
Hi.
Are your parents home?
Mom? Dad? Hi, Barry.
Sorry to interrupt, but it's about Mike.
He's okay, but we have a situation.
What kind of situation?
Looks like he broke into a house.
He what?
Over on Marston?
There's got to be some kind of mistake.
I'm afraid not. It's Mike. He must have thought the place was empty. Homeowner grabbed him and called us. He's at the station now. If I can get you to come down there.
Yes, of course. Do you want to stay here?
No. Well, let's go. Aria, please stay here.
Toby. Hey. Glad I caught you. I wanted to talk to you about today.
This is about the hockey stick?
I thought it was junk from the De Laurentiis' yard. I have a real problem with them.
It said Hastings on the stick.
Yeah, I realized that. I also realized it might have looked a little strange, my taking it that way. I didn't want you to get the wrong idea. It was nothing. You know, in fact, if you talk with Spencer, don't bother mentioning it to her.
Okay. Too late.
You told her.
Didn't know I shouldn't.
What'd she say?
Didn't seem to mean anything to her.
There's no point in telling her about this conversation, is there?
No, sir.
Thanks, Albie. Thanks for all the hard work.
Hi, Mr. Hastings.
Hey, I got this.
No, I kind of just want to keep moving.
Okay.
The Hartzels took that salad, right?
Yeah, they just wanted to go home. Separation anxiety. Not the anticipated evening, was it?
No. You were doing really well, though.
I was, wasn't I?
Yeah. Did you practice much at home?
No, just the initial hellos and smile. So, who's Jason?
Allie's brother.
No, I know that. I just didn't know he was friends with the family.
Yeah, my mom and his mom are friends.
Oh.
I'm going to go see if he wants more coffee.
Great, I'll run the dishwasher.
Okay. You want some more?
Sure, a little.
I promised me you wouldn't do this anymore.
He probably meant it when he said it.
Give me that. Sit down.
Take a breath.
He must be so angry at me.
Why would I be angry at you?
Because I've been in the middle of this mess with Ian and your mom and dad. If it weren't for me, you probably would have gotten more attention from my parents.
No. Trust me. You're not the reason Mike is doing this.
How do you know that?
Because I know a lot about misplaced guilt. Look, the amount of trouble Mike's in depends on how many times he's done this. I mean, do you have any idea how many places he's broken into?
Mike, wait.
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it, but you are going to talk about it.
How was the dinner party?
It was fine. Till the cops showed up to let us know that our son had been arrested for breaking and entering.
Byron.
Get in the car.
You're angry.
What? And you're not?
Oh, no, I'm angry. But more importantly, how did we miss this?
I don't even know what this is.
Well, he's not a criminal, so it's got to be about something else.
What? What could he possibly be walking around with that he couldn't talk to us about?
I don't know, but maybe we need to do a better job asking.
So you teach at Hollis?
Yes.
Is that how you know Professor Montgomery?
Yes, and I taught with Ella at Rosewood High. It's here.
Did you have Ari? In any of your classes?
Yes, I did.
My parents are going to be home with Mike any second, and it's probably a good idea that he doesn't have to deal with anyone but family right now.
Okay.
Do you want us to help finish cleaning up?
No, I'm good, really.
Let me know how your brother's doing.
I'll call.
Well, talk tomorrow?
Yes, absolutely. Thanks. I'm sorry.
Buy it now and save some money. You're going to want it next week, and I can't guarantee that price. Done. Don't start.
I'm not trying to change you.
Well, then you shouldn't push me on this stuff.
I'm not pushing. I'm suggesting.
What, that I should be frying burgers for minimum wage?
I'm just saying, I see you doing the sketchy stuff, and I worry about you.
Look, what I'm doing now is legit compared to other stuff.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means you already know more about me than anybody else. So why can't we just keep it where it is?
All right. So where do you come down in the whole natural versus synthetic extensions debate? I mean, does affordability and easy maintenance really outweigh the look and feel of real human hair?
Okay. Two years ago, I was living in Allentown, and there were these guys, actual bad guys. They stole cars on order. I did some work for them, hacking into the DMV, laundering VIN numbers. Nobody got hurt, but it was just a matter of time, so I got out. And these guys were really not happy about it. Before they could figure out what to do, I was gone. So trust me, I know the difference between sketchy and criminal.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but maybe you should tell the cops.
There's a difference between being honest and being suicidal.
You've never told anyone this, have you?
No. I haven't. and I'd appreciate you keeping it to yourself.
Cross my heart. No.
Spencer, go upstairs.
Please.
Spencer.
Please.
Let go. Stop. Let go! Stop it!
You can't burn that.
I can do whatever I want with the junk I find on my property.
But it could be evidence.
We don't need more evidence now that Ian Thomas is in a grave I paid for. Please. Try to understand. I'm tired, Spencer. Your mother is tired. And I'm not taking the chance of more questions over some damn piece of wood. This is over. No more questions.
It could be important.
Important? Like the trophy you found?
I didn't put that in the yard.
It doesn't matter who put it there. Or why. It doesn't mean anything. It's nothing. It doesn't exist.
I told them it didn't mean anything to you.
I'm sorry you had to lie.
It doesn't matter.
I came down the stairs and I saw what he was doing. I thought, oh my God, he thinks I killed her.
He couldn't think that. Nobody could.
He didn't. He thought it was a prop. He thought it was something that I just made up just to cause trouble and be the center of attention. That's all he sees when he looks at me. That's all he's ever gonna see until we find out what happened.
Well, then we'll have to find out.
Allie got up and walked away. And then somewhere between the kissing rock and her backyard, somebody hit her.
And are you thinking they hit her with your hockey stick?
The papers say that it was blunt force trauma, but they don't say what was used.
That's the stuff they never give the newspapers. The police hold back details so they won't have to deal with a lot of crackpots.
You think they know what was used?
Cops always know more than they tell.
He's never told anyone, but he told me. Because he trusts you. You think so? Yes. So, you don't mind that I tell you he told me this thing, but I can't tell you what it is? I don't mind. I've got all the secrets I need right now. Look, it'll be okay, Em. You'll do great this year, and Danby will offer you a scholarship, and you folks will never find out. We'll make sure of it. I'm glad I'm here. So am I. And I'm glad Caleb came back for you. Yeah. He came back for me. You took things from Emily. You broke into Spencer's house. You stole from a blind girl.
No, I didn't.
This is from Jenna Marshall. She makes these.
I don't care what she makes. You didn't break into that house.
That candle thing comes from an apartment over a garage on Willoughby.
Whose apartment?
Officer McFriendly. Garrett Reynolds. He was looking for maybe a gun or something I could use to get away from here. He's a cop. He's got crap like that in his place.
No, you're wrong.
I thought it might be worth a couple of bucks, so I took it. And a camera and a GPS.
This has to be from Jenna Marsh.
I know what I stole. And I know where I stole it from. I got that from Garrett Reynolds' apartment.
There you go.
Thanks for letting me see you.
No, it sounded important when you called.
I have to ask you something. Do the police know what kind of weapon the killer used on Allison?
They never found the murder weapon, Spencer. You know that.
But do they know what it might have been?
We would all be in the coroner's report. They can tell a lot about a weapon by the kind of wound it leaves.
So in the report it would say what she was hit with. Like how big, how hard, how sharp, if it was a man or a woman that used it.
Spencer, slow down. It's like I said before, all of these loose ends, they're not going to change the main fact. It was Ian. And he's gone. You need to take that in. Alice Kimmerer is dead.
I'm not so sure.
Why not?
31, are you still code 7?
L-31, Roger.
L-35 is requesting a code 8 on Wayland.
Mike can roll if he needs me. Over. Roger that.
All right. If it wasn't Ian, who do you think killed Allie?